The campaign finance bill in the House has a provision that would require broadcasters to run political ads at a discounted rate just before an election. The Senate version of the bill, approved last year, also would give candidates such a break. But broadcasters have been lobbying hard to have the provision removed, calling it a restraint of free speech. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
3 decades ago, Congress passed a law that was supposed to put political candidates on the air at the lowest advertising rate available. But Democratic Senator Robert Torricelli of New Jersey says that provision never really worked. Instead, Torricelli said broadcasters found ways around it, making candidates pay enormous sums to make sure an ad would run at a specific time of day.
It has been an abuse of the law, but it has resulted in enormous profits. Some network affiliates around the country now are making more money on political advertising, engaging in the nation's political debates, than they are in commercial advertising for individual products. In some cases, their most profitable item.
Nonetheless, paid political ads have been a growing presence on the airwaves. During the 2000 campaign, ads brought television and radio stations at least $750 million in revenue. In an effort to stem the spiraling costs, Torricelli got the Senate to toughen the law. An amendment passed in the Senate last year would force broadcasters to give candidates discount rates during the last 60 days of an election or 45 days before a primary. The same provision is in the campaign finance bill now before the House. Paul Taylor, the president of the privately supported Alliance for Better Campaigns, says any real campaign finance reform should deal not only with how campaign money is raised, but also how it's spent.
The biggest cause of the high cost of politicking is the cost of television ads. So in a bill that reduces the supply of money, this is an effort to reduce some of the demand for that money by reducing that cost.
But John Samples, director of the Center for Representative Government at the Libertarian Cato Institute, calls the provision economic madness. Samples charges that politicians are using it to try to solve their own economic concerns.
The problem they face in the campaigns is that it's really a two-week time frame right before an election. And you really have to have maximum flexibility to hit the targets and audiences you want to hit during that period. And inevitably, that means you can't negotiate good deals for the time. And so the only way you can do it is by forcing the broadcasters to sell you the time at the lowest price.
The broadcast lobby is pushing to have the provision removed from the campaign spending bill. The National Association of Broadcasters says the measure could be a first step towards mandatory free airtime for politicians. Dennis Wortman, a spokesman for the broadcasters, says if politicians are given discount rates, they'll just use the savings to buy more ads. Political observers say broadcasters were surprised when Torricelli's amendment sailed through the Senate and don't plan on letting the same thing happen in the House. Jackie Northam, NPR News.